Hare Krishna. In our last Kartik inspirations, we will discuss the holy name. This one is called Overcoming Distractedness. Haridas Thakur points out the main problem in many of our japas. He says, simply by one's own effort, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. Such a victory can only come by your merciful blessings. It is impossible for any jiva to overcome inattention by personal effort. By your mercy alone, O Lord, it can be accomplished very easily. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to beg for your grace with great humility, for this is the only means of salvation. How can we beg for Krishna's mercy as we chant and bring our japa to life? Well, I would like to go with you through a prayer which is inspired by the fifth verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam, where he expresses that he has been thrown in the ocean of samsara and he wants the Lord to pick him up. Here is this prayer. O son of Nanda, Krishna, king of the country of love, I appeal for your affection. I am your servant. I feel deep within myself that I have some connection to you. I am subordinate to you, but somehow I am now in adverse circumstances. There are so many things within me trying to take me away from you. Therefore, I cannot give my full attention to you and your name, although I want it. At the same time, I feel from the deepest place within my heart that you are my master. You are all and everything to me. My heart, I know this, will never be satisfied without your companionship. So I appeal to you. I'm under unfavorable circumstances. I'm suffering. And without your grace, I do not find any relief for my present imprisoned condition. Expressing our helplessness and our sincere desire to turn to Krishna and to be recognized by him, to have some relationship as we chant, will give life into our japa. Hare Krishna.